Consider the lives of eels. Aristotle once theorized that these long, thin fish were spontaneously generated from the mud of river bottoms. Though the true science behind the eel is more plausible than that, it's equally fascinating. The story of the American eel, a species commonly found throughout the Chesapeake Bay, is just one example of how these bony fish overcome immense obstacles to survive. Here to share their story with us today is National Aquarium General Curator Jack Cover. Thanks for coming in, Jack.
I'm happy to be here, John.
What's so unique about this particular eel species?
The American eel is the only true catadromous fish species in the Chesapeake Bay, and that is a species of fish that basically grows up in freshwater, then once it's mature, goes out into the ocean to breed. These incredible animals migrate all the way out of the Chesapeake Bay to the Sargasso Sea to spawn and die. So they go through six different life stages on that journey, and it's an incredible migratory route. Coming back into the bay, they have a tremendous number of obstacles, sometimes even going up small dams and through small streams into areas where they seek to grow up.
Okay, from egg to adult, what is the American eel's life cycle?
Well, for one thing, there's six life stages of this animal. They start as eggs hatching out in the Sargasso Sea, then they drift around as little larvae, ribbon-like larvae in the ocean for about a year. These larvae then metamorphose into what we call glass eels, little transparent flattened eels. Then they start heading back to the Chesapeake Bay. At that point, they get pigmented and they're called elvers. The elvers then enter the bay and become what we call yellow eels. This is the longest stage of their life. They live sometimes up to 43 years in this stage. And they go far up in the freshwater streams and all throughout the bay. Toward the end of their lives, they come what we call silver eels or bronze eels. And these are sexually mature adults that migrate all the way back to the Sargasso Sea to breed again, start the whole cycle over again.
Wow. What kinds of anatomical changes do the eels go through to make this migration possible?
First of all, to prepare for their return to the ocean, these eels put on a lot of fat reserves. So this happens in the fall. They start migrating down the bay, and at this point, they cease eating completely. Their eyes double in size. The fins on their back will get very big. This is preparing them for the long journey to the Sargasso Sea. So they basically launch out across the entire continental shelf out into the ocean, and by February, they spawn and bring on the next generation of eels.
That's quite a metamorphosis. With these impressive survival skills, what threats does the American eel face?
Well, there are concerns. There are declines that have been seen in the past few years, and one concern is overfishing. They're actually harvested every stage of their life, and there's a large market for these in Asia. Another big problem is dams along the route. For example, the Conowingo Dam prevents eels from getting to a large part of their range that could be utilized, the freshwater streams all the way up to New York City. So these are incredible animals. In regards to protection, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has a fisheries management plan for the American eel. Other things that are happening, there are eel ladders being made around dams. In fact, there was a dam on the Patapsco that recently had an eel ladder. It will allow these eels to get around the dams and utilize a lot more of their historic habitat.
Well, thank you very much for coming in to tell us about this, Jack. To learn more about how conservationists are working to protect the American eel, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.